White, J.E. White, Emma. Denison, Texas, February 16, 1879. Dear children, Edson and Emma, we came to Dallas last Friday. Sabbath, Father and Mother McDearman came down. We were very glad to meet them. They have sold out and must vacate the 1st of March. We found that all their minds had been exercised to go to Colorado. Joseph wants to go if Father will give him work. We think the way is now open for them to test Colorado, and if they go with a team of their own, it will not cost much. This would divert Brother McDearman's mind, and he as well as the whole family will be benefited by the journey. After Emma left, her father just sank right down, and they thought he was running down surely and would never get up again. But he is better and looks quite well for him. The families going with 30 others will make it very pleasant for all of them. Father McDearman can trade clay banks for a good mule team by paying a little boot. He has a good wagon. We shall have no less than 2 good stoves, if not 3 in the company, and several tents. I think we shall have them come at once to Denison, rent a house, or live in a tent for a few weeks, 3 or 4, and be preparing for their journey with the company. We have purchased us a team that Father thinks as much of as he did of Jim and Jack. They are 3 and 4 years old, kind and perfectly manageable, no bad tricks, never scared at anything. Large, dark sorrels. Paid $200 for the span. The owner had been offered for the 4-year-old $150 and refused it. But he had payments to make and must have money or lose a valuable place. We are perfectly satisfied with the horses. Shall have them take us in our carriage to Colorado. They are fast walkers and splendid travelers and real pets. We have a good carriage covered with oilcloth and the oilcloth lined. Thus, you see, we are well fixed. Dear children, I am sorry that there is no better harmony in the office. I think Willie would be very foolish to go to California the way things are now. I think there is constant suspicion of you. Could you both have linked together as brothers, when God would have had you, everything would be now on a different basis at the Pacific Office of Publication. But as God's will was not done in the matter, Satan has taken advantage of the circumstances, and everything has been out of joint. Your past errors have so impressed the people, they are afraid of you. And there are those who are jealous, suspicious, envious, who will make mischief with their tongues. Their work is to throw dust. Father and I have thought it might be best to remove all of the White family from Oakland and let those who desire run the matters their way until God shall let their folly be so apparent as it was in Battle Creek. They may have to go through the same experience. Would you like to attend school for a time in and be fitting yourself as a public speaker? You have desired to leave, but have listened to my earnest protest. Perhaps the time has come now for this to take place. There are those who will not be pleased with your best endeavor. I knew that you have made many mistakes and may not have seen them all, but I know that you can be of great help to the office on the Pacific Coast if you will be cautious. But there is constant suspicion and disaffection. Perhaps you have worked things too much under your control and have not manifested the best of policy in contacting Brother Glenn's sphere of labor. You know I have written you again and again to keep back. I wish you would confine your labors to the counting room and no further. You are not a financier. Your failures in this respect have been as marked as those of Brother Glenn's. Therefore, you should be very cautious how you take upon yourself responsibilities. You should show great modesty in spreading yourself in the office and should not have gathered matters under your special control. Brother Glenn is older than you, and you should have shown great deference to his judgment. But his testimonies or cautions and reproofs do not seem to have much of any weight with some in the office, as jealousy is existing that the White family are the controlling element as near as I can learn. Let the White element work out, step aside, and let others roll the car onward. Will you come to Battle Creek and enter the college there and fit yourself to teach the truth? This must be your work if you are humble and consecrated. And when we hear so many Macedonian calls, come over and help us. We feel that our children should be engaged in the work of teaching the truth to others. In winter, we can go to some warm climate where work is to be done. Let California get hungry for the help they have despised and criticized so unmercifully.
Dear children, complaints come in regard to the helpers that you took with you to California. Sister Holt is pronounced useless, also Ferber Wilch. I know not of any others. Will you tell me how this matter stands? If Sister Holt is not of any advantage, I will pay her passage back from my own pocket. Write freely. Is this murmuring and complaint justifiable? Have they reason for their complaints? Answer immediately. We now pack to go with Brother and Sister McDearman to their home. They leave this moment. Came from meeting. With much love, Mother. Postscript. The more I think of McClary, the more sure I am you will have to let him go. He has been deeply stained with Mormonism, and there are many things that looked like deception in his course of action. His sons are no credit to the office. There are decided failures here and leaks of a serious character, but I cannot say what in. I saw this man was not connected with God, and his children and himself were great drawbacks in every way, except in their personal labor. I wish to caution you and Emma in reference to financial management. Emma may do well in the boarding house, but you must be cautious in your purchases. You are watched more guardedly. I would favor your remaining if you would put the armor of righteousness on and not be too ardent and hopeful, making plans and suggesting improvements. Retrenchment is the great study now. Do not be self-gratifying, but self-denying. There is positive necessity of this if you outlive the influence of your errors in the past. Brother Glenn would never have thought of leaving the office had it not been for the position you were taking in it. Now I beg of you to so conduct yourself that Glenn will not feel that he must leave. Counsel together, be careful how you move, and if you desire to leave, we will do all we can to help you. But never forget your failings. Guard against them. There are letters we hope for us in Denison. We are in a hurry to get back. My dear children, live near to God. Trust in Him. Be hopeful and yet humble and prudent and wise. Mother.